This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You ask a dozen economists what the Fed ought to do, you'd get a dozen opinions, maybe more, actually. Larry Summers has his own opinions. He was the Treasury Secretary for President Clinton and the head of the National Economic Council for President Obama. Mr. Secretary, it's good to have you with us, sir.
Good to be with you.
You have been vocal, I think it's fair to say, the past number of months in why you think a rate hike is a bad idea, that the global economy and the U.S. economy are not ready for it. Why do you think then the Fed is, if the conventional wisdom's right, going to raise rates?
I would say the Fed has no choice but to raise rates given the predicate that has been laid and the expectations that have been set.
So they got themselves backed into a corner, you think?
Well, they decided to signal a rate increase in December, and it now, given that signal, is appropriate to go through with it.
I get that you don't get to choose the headlines on your articles in the Post, but this one, the most recent one from the other day, is headlined "Preparing for the Next Recession." Do you think that the Fed risks tipping us into a recession if they raise?
I think that we face a structural problem in monetary policy, and that is that usually, when recession comes, we lower interest rates by about 300 basis points,
mm-hmm.
3 percentage points.
Right.
And on anybody's forecasts, it's going to be a long time before we're going to be in a position to reduce rates by 3 percentage points. So it seems to me the risk of the economy hitting recession when monetary policy is not in a position to respond are much greater than they have been previously, and therefore we need to be very cautious about doing anything that would increase those risks.
Well, let me
know, it would be absurd to say that a 25 basis point increase in rates will tip the economy into recession, but I look at today's American economy and I say to myself, this is not a moment to be hitting the brakes even gently.
Let me and this is an extremely cynical question, but I'll ask it anyway. Do you think that by moving to raise rates now, what the Fed is doing with an economy and a recovery that is getting long in the tooth, going on 7 years, are they giving themselves some room to do something when the next recession hits?
I find that a specious argument. That's like saying that I should wear shoes that are much too small just so I can enjoy the comfort of taking them off. That's like saying that you should beat somebody so you can give them a respite.
Wow.
If the Fed's concerned about a slowdown, then hitting the brakes just so you can take the brakes off is not a way of averting a possible slowdown.
Last question, sir, and then I'll let you go. Talk to me for a second about how you see the pace of these rate increases unfolding over the next 18 months to 2 years.
I'll leave it to Chairman Yellen to describe the Fed's plans and intentions, and markets will form their judgment. My hope would be that rate increases will come only when and if there's clear and distinct evidence of inflation getting above the 2% target that the Fed has set.
Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary, former Chief White House Economic Advisor, now a professor at Harvard University. Mr. Secretary, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.
We still do want to hear your questions about what happens when interest rates start rising, as they probably, maybe, kind of, sort of, will do tomorrow. I don't know. Send them to us. Best place is our Facebook page. That is Marketplace APM.